News Report 2. Tuesday is World Backup Day, a made-up holiday that encourages the sale of more products like hard drives and USB thumb drives. That said, when's the last time you actually backed up your phone or computer? All of those precious photos sitting on the phone and not backed up could end up as distant memories if you lost the device or had it stolen. And having your pictures posted on Facebook doesn't count as a backup. The social network greatly lowers the resolution after you've uploaded it, making it unsuitable as a second copy. We're all at home now. Why not take a few minutes this weekend to back up our media? You have several options, and it's not just by buying a new hard drive. There are online tools. Your Amazon Prime subscription will back up your photos for you and add on devices for the iPhone that are a lot cheaper than a yearly iCloud subscription. First off, figure out what you need to back up. For most people, it's photos and videos, followed by documents. So if you begin with the computer, take a look at what's on your hard drive. Phone users will want to grab photos, texts, and emails. Apple offers two ways to back up phones. You can either pay for iCloud storage, more on that below, or connect the phone to your computer in Settings. You'll need room on your computer hard drive to complete this process as well. Many Samsung Galaxy phones have slots for external storage, so the need to back up won't be as great with them. All you need is an accessory micro SD card. Samsung does offer its answer to Apple's iCloud, Samsung Cloud, with 200 GB for $2.99 monthly. Question 20. Why does the author say that posting your pictures on Facebook doesn't count as a backup? Question 21. What is the first thing to do when you back up your data? Question 22. Which of the following is not recommended as a way of data backup?